We're sliding toward home like it's a sheet of ice because, well, it is. It's the Steve Huber Show heading into hour number three. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the polar vortex has crushed the nation with record-breaking cold temperatures and wind chills, but the end is in sight. Two, Senator Rand Paul is awarded almost $600,000 by a jury after taking a few punches to the head. Number one, in Virginia, murdering children after they're born is on the fast track with the support of the Democratic governor.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother.
Let's get moving. We're burning daylight. It's Thursday, January 31st, 2019. Yeah, moderate Democrats of the opinion that it's okay to kill children. What else would you call a baby that has been delivered? What else would you call that? Hold that thought for just 1 minute. I just want to get caught up on the cold temperature. Minus 15 where I'm sitting with a breeze. Not the stiff winds we had before, but a breeze. Chicago gripped by better than minus 20 on the mercury. And people dying. A guy was found in Wisconsin frozen to death in his garage. Apparently he went out to shovel and he went into his garage and he collapsed for whatever reason. Found frozen to death. Stiff as a board. Not kidding you. A University of Iowa student has died after being found unresponsive on campus early yesterday. Gerald Bell is found behind an academic building on the Iowa City campus about 3 in the morning. The med student rushed to a hospital, but it was too much exposure. He didn't make it. And the other things that, you know, you hear about are people putting space heaters in their houses and carbon monoxide poisoning. Don't be foolish. Don't do something that you know doesn't work out properly. If you know you have a neighbor that you need to go knock on their door and check in on them, please do that. Do the right thing today. And then by the weekend, it's going to be a mess. A mess. We could see temperatures around 50, but as much as you say that, yes, it'll cause some melting, it'll cause some runoff, but it won't be dramatic, I don't believe. We're up for a couple of days, 40 degrees, and then 50 degrees, and then back down to the 20s and teens. So winter will return, and for Punxsutawney Phil, coming up on Saturday, makes me think about Groundhog Day, the movie, we will have 6 more weeks of winter. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. If you didn't hear, Senator Rand Paul awarded $580,000 by a jury yesterday. His neighbor who beat him up, punched him up and punched him in the head, broke his ribs, boot to the head, pow. Anyhow, $580,000 awarded to Rand Paul for that beating that he took. But I want to get back to the moderate Democrats who now believe and are happy to tell you, because there's been some sea change in America now where stupidity is taking over everything. A sea change now where a child that has been born can now be murdered, and that's perfectly okay. I mean, America has become the only nation in the world, I believe, of the Western nations, that anywhere in this country you could allow an abortion through 40 weeks. Remember, better than 90% survival rate for kids that are delivered after 24 weeks. Infants that are prematurely born after 24 weeks have a better than 90% survival rate in America now. And yet in New York last week, an abortion bill was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, allowing abortions up to 40 weeks. And in Virginia, a similar bill introduced a couple of days ago, and the governor there taking it even a step further to, and I've told you this was on the way. I've told you this was inevitable. It was on the way. Postnatal abortions, which is nothing more than infanticide. It's murder. I don't care how you get there. And even in this discussion, here's this governor. The governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, on a radio program yesterday discussing it, referring to them as infants. Not as fetuses, not as cells, not as some blob of flesh. As infants, he refers to them. And then talking about how they would be delivered, and then there could be a discussion as to what we do with them. Do we let them live? Do we let them die? If you haven't heard it, I hope you have a strong stomach. It's bite two. Go.
There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So
maybe, might be, maybe deformed, might not be viable. How many stories have you heard in your life about parents that were told that their child might not make it, that it might not be viable, but they prayed to God and the child came through fine? I know a guy quite well that has a son, I think he's in his late 20s now, who was born with some specific challenges and some issues, and he was told he's not going to make it by a doctor, and you should get a somebody in here to do last rites. And he said, you get the hell out of my hospital room and you send me somebody in here who's going to save my son's life, which they did, by the way. Good kid. Good kid who they said wouldn't survive. That story has always stuck with me. And what about when there's misdiagnosis and this happens as well? Yeah, the child's going to have some disease. It's not going to be viable. I've heard these stories. And the child's born perfectly healthy. Ralph Northam is especially heinous, the governor of Virginia, especially evil. He's a former pediatric neurologist. And how do you label this as anything but pure evil? I cannot believe that we're having a conversation in America where a governor of a state is suggesting that killing babies after they're born is okay. We'll just keep the infant comfortable. Then we'll have the doctors and the mother have a conversation. What about the father? Once again, men have no rights. You don't matter. You are irrelevant. This is so morally repugnant and bankrupt. I can't even fathom this. This is pure evil. Pure evil. I mean, what else would you call this? In what world is it okay to deliver a child and then discuss murdering that child? That's an infant. That's no longer the mother's body. I don't care how the hell you try to slice it. I don't believe it is to begin with. But once the child has been delivered, how do you persist with the argument? Well, it's the mother's, you know, it's the mother's, it's her right, it's her child, it's her privacy. My ass. That's homicide. I mean, if a drunk driver runs a stop sign and hits a woman who's pregnant, and the woman dies and the fetus dies, invariably that person is charged with two counts of murder, vehicular homicide, as they should be. And yet, if you have the child delivered, potentially in the state of Virginia, and you decide, well, you know, I don't know, maybe they're viable, you know, let's just go ahead and euthanize. You know, you can't give a lethal injection in Virginia to an adult, but you can to an infant, apparently. Good God, what's wrong with us? It's the Steve Gerber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.